Sarah, this is Angela. Welcome to Lady Imbalance Inspirational Tips and Tidbits. Today's Inspirational Tips and Tidbits centers around self-love, and the quote comes from me. So here it goes. Love, embrace, and accept who you are, flaws and all. Once you have self-love, love flows freely from your heart to another. So this is a mouthful, and I'm going to do my best to keep it simple, keep it plain, and straight and to the point. So we all know to love someone else, you must first love yourself. You cannot give something that you don't have, so you are the starting point. You're the baseline. This is self-explanatory, however, it can be extremely challenging to love someone wholeheartedly if you're incapable or if you don't love yourself. So let's go back to the quote again. Love, embrace, and accept who you are, flaws and all. Once you have self-love, love flows freely from your heart to another. So when you love, embrace, and accept yourself, flaws and all, the way you see yourself, the way you treat yourself, and respect yourself changes for the better. Loving who you are is essentially saying yes to you, yes that you matter, yes to self-respect, yes to your voice, and most importantly, yes to your power. Yes to loving you simply because you're you. So I want to share with you some few simple but yet powerful tips that will help you on the road to self-love. So these may seem a little bit quirky, a little bit silly at first, but I challenge you to try them for at least 30 days. You're going to have to put in the work in order to make a difference not only in your self-love, self-respect, and self-nurturance, but in your increasing your self-worth. So the first one is, it may sound a little corny, but when you wake up each morning, crust in your eyes, drool coming down off the side of your mouth, I want you to look in the mirror and simply say, I love you. I want you to say, I love you, repeat it to your eyes, repeat it to your nose, repeat it to your mouth, repeat it to your cheeks. I want you to clearly look at yourself and even crack a smile. And just say, I love you. Be gentle with yourself. And that'll give you an opportunity to stay there, stand there, be conscious, and be open to receive the love that God has for you, that He wants to flow down right into you. So by you staring in that mirror and looking and saying, I love you, you're taking a moment, you're being present, and you're acknowledging yourself. It starts right there. So the second one is, I want you to, throughout the day, as you go about your day, repeat positive mantras to yourself. You can continue to say, I love you. You can say, I love me. You can say, thank you. You can say, I am worthy. I want you to be conscious, start to be conscious of what you are saying to yourself and about yourself. That is another step that begins the journey of self-love and self-acceptance. So the third one is laugh at yourself. And most importantly, laugh. Don't take yourself so seriously. Like, I know that you've heard laughter is truly good for the soul. And it really is. Moving on to the fourth thing, and also one of probably the most important ones that you should do for yourself, is move. Move, move, move. Go for a walk, work out. One of my favorites, do yoga. Or one of my other favorites, just dance. Turn on some music, whatever you like to listen to, put on your jam, make sure it's fast, and just have a good time. Let loose, get the energy flowing in your body, and just have fun. Take that time for yourself to have a good time, smile, get your energy and your juices flowing again. And so the last one, if you don't already do it, is journal. This is slightly different, not journaling about your day, but I want you to take it one step further and write one thing that you like about yourself. One thing, I love my eyes. I love how I make a casserole, or I love that, you know, I have wonderful kids, or I love that I laugh today. Something simple that you like or love about yourself. And it could be anything. Start with one thing. But I want you to do that for at least 30 days. And so going back to this, I want you to remember that you are the baseline. You're the starting point. It's through you that love flows and that has the power to touch yourself and someone else. It starts with you. So I hope you enjoyed Lady in Balance's tips, tidbits, and nuggets on self-love. Until next time, much love, Angela.